Hello and welcome to the Pugsley Crew Reviews podcast, where we talk about all manner of films, are they good, bad, or, well, anything in between, really. Today we talked about a film called The Plague Dogs. I'm joined once again by Kerr9000.
Oh, yeah.
How are you doing, man?
I'm not bad, mate. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. You've been up to much recently? Watched any cool films other than this?
I'm trying to think what the film was called now. Jess, what was that one about the woman and the house where we couldn't work out whether she was nuts with the little kids? Never Let Go. That's it. Never Let Go. That was pretty decent, actually.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it, I don't think. There are
it's
two
Halle Berry.
Oh, Halle Berry, right. I've seen the advert. I saw it advertised when I went to watch something in the cinema.
Yeah, she's in the middle of nowhere and she's got her two kids and it's like, is she nuts or is some evil after them kind of thing?
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. But yeah, I was going to say, I've got two films for us that we actually have to watch now. Someone mentioned them being awful. One of them is Samurai Cop. Don't know if you've heard of it or seen it.
I've heard of that in passing, yeah.
And the other one is based on a video game that came out. I can't remember what it's called. But we can watch that as well. I think it's called Ballistic X versus Sever.
Oh, yeah. I've got the game for that for the Game Boy Advance, but I've never seen the film.
Well, that's the film we're gonna have to watch soon as well. Those two films.
Oh, wonderful.
Something you'll enjoy, I'm betting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind watch. See, that's the thing. I don't mind watching a bad film if it's entertaining. When you're sitting there watching a bad film and it's boring, it's just like, why did I bother? But one good thing about this film is that it wasn't bad or boring.
No, it was pretty good, actually. Very heavy.
Yeah, definitely. Like, within the first, just like Watership Down, within the first few minutes, something dies. In this, a dog. That's chucked into an incinerator. Flambéed.
Yeah.
But, have you seen this film before? I believe you haven't, because I'm sure you've mentioned on the podcast a few times that you hadn't seen it.
No, this is the first time. I think if I'd seen this as a kid, I'd have therapy bills.
It was a pretty hit.
Even knowing the link to Watership Down and same author, and I think this is arguably heavier.
Yeah, I would say it's a heavier film than Watership Down, especially with the ending. It's just like, because like Watership Down, while it has its ups and downs throughout, and there's some death along the way and what have you, might even be more death, but it kind of has a happy ending.
Yeah.
This, from my opinion anyway, is it doesn't. At the end, all the main characters are dead.
Pretty much, yeah. The book actually apparently has a happier ending.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird, because you know how usually films are made, test audiences hate them with a horrible ending, and then they like get remade with a new ending?
Yeah.
Well, when he wrote the book and took it to the publisher, they went, that's depressive, you've got to make it nicer at the end. So he did. But the cut of the book that the filmmakers got hadn't been altered yet. It still had the end it's got.
So
the film has got the book's original ending before it was published.
That's mad.
Yeah.
So do you know how it ends in the book?
Well, you know how they're basically trying to get to the island? I think it's just implied that they do. I think it's just said that they do, and, you know, they live happy sort of thing.
Right, well,
whereas this ends like, they probably drown, they possibly could get to the island, maybe.
Yeah, this it's open to interpretation, this, but one of the dogs was struggling, already. I genuinely think they just drowned at the end. Which is sad. After all they went through, they drowned. But yeah, I thought it was really, really, really good, actually. I personally prefer Watership Down because it's just, for me, it was more enjoyable. But I think this one hits harder.
Yeah. It's like you said, Watership Down has got those curves of depressive moments, happy moments, minor victories, and it's got like an overriding sense of, although things suck, you can always have hope. And like with the whole Black Rabbit of Inlay death thing,
yeah,
it turns out that although they've suffered and that, they're all going to go to the happy ever after. And it kind of, you know, whereas this is just like doom and gloom and doom and gloom and doom and gloom. And there's the occasional little thing you might smirk at a little bit that's a little bit lighthearted, but it's pretty much an ever-going trajectory of sliding further and further into the shit, really.
Yeah, exactly. And like, progressively, you can see, like, the animation on the dogs, they get skinnier. They add drawing on them to make it look like their bones are all on their rib cage, are all sticking out and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. When they see that sheepdog again and he doesn't even know who they are because they're that, like,
yeah,
withdrawn and, yeah, oof.
I thought it was pretty interesting, though, especially as, like, the one dog is sold off. I think his name is Snitter.
Yeah.
The little... I thought it was a Jack Russell myself, but it wasn't. It actually says what type of dog it is, and I can't remember. It's a terrier that looks similar to a Jack Russell, but it isn't a Jack Russell. It's a different terrier.
Yeah.
Well, that one, he thinks he... Because he's like... somehow mentally impaired from where they've messed with him. I can't remember exactly what they did to him because I'm sure it does say they were trying to do things to his brain. The thing is he thinks he can kill people.
Yeah.
By just things happening because obviously his master ends up getting run over by a truck and they blame the dog.
Yeah.
It's his fault. No, it really wasn't. You should have been looking what you were doing. And then... obviously, the guy who gets shot in the face, that was the
That's
dog.
Graphic.
Yeah. I was surprised that, I thought the guy was going to be like, oh, I'm going to shoot the dog because he's messing with his gun. But he doesn't. And he's like, he genuinely like, oh, come over to me, dog, and we'll have fun. And then the dog goes over and jumps up him. Because he's, like, being friendly, and then accidentally fucking stands on the trigger of a shotgun, yeah. And then the guy gets shot in the face. It's like, fuck me.
I wasn't sure whether the guy did want to play with him and was being nice, or was trying to get him across to get him, if you know what I mean. So I was like, yeah, I don't know, and then boom. And it's like, well, it don't matter now, because he ain't doing either.
I thought he, because the way he was reacting with the gun, I thought it was that he wanted to shoot the dog when he got it closer. But he didn't, like, try and grab the gun or anything. He just, he seemed like he, when he got to the dog, when the dog got to him, he obviously died very quickly, but it didn't seem like he, like, tried to grab the gun to then shoot the dog or anything. So I think he may have actually been trying to be nice. Because he's like,
maybe.
A lot of people... throughout the film, they see the big dog and they're like, oh my God, that's the one that's killing sheep and blah, blah, blah. And then they see the little dog, they're like, oh, the poor thing, look at his head. We need to get him seen too. And that's what it seems to be. They see the little dog with this weird patch on his head where I don't know what they did to him. I'm sure the guy says in the car to the news reporter about... while they were doing, but I don't know. I don't remember what was said exactly.
I mean, clearly this author has got a thing about dogs, animals that see stuff, hasn't he? Because you've got Pfeiffer in Watership Down that sort of has fits and's like, oh, I feel something. Oh, and then at points, this dog is like having PTSD flashbacks and seeing a warm cheer in his master. And so it's clearly a theme the guy likes to go back to, isn't it?
Yeah.
Animals that are, well, I suppose, suffering some form of mental illness or possibly visionaries or...
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, in Watership Down, there was the whole... like, it's all industrial, is bad, industrial stuff is quite bad, and shows that side of things, and it shows, you know, that things can be tough, but if you work hard enough, you'll get somewhere, and various other things. This one just showed that life is shit. Like, I think maybe the story is like, I don't know, maybe government and these secret testing things are a bit wonky. Maybe that's it. I don't know, because there was no real outcome to it other than if things happen, everyone could die.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe it is like lack of government transparency, because obviously the dogs are like, oh, they torture us, they keep drowning me and whatever, I don't even know why. And
yeah.
So I do think it's like, it is the idea that the government test chemicals and drugs and piss around with the plague and stuff, and people never get a real explanation of what the heck they're doing.
Yeah.
So no, I suppose it is in that way possibly a sort of a call for more government transparency.
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense, actually. And maybe that they shouldn't dick around with things that are dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
It is funny, though, because in the middle of the film, it's like, it'll show the dogs doing stuff, but in the background, it'll have people talking as if they're from, like, the science place or the government. And some of the things are literally like, oh, well, you want us to shut it down completely? Really? And it's like, well, obviously they've been found out, so they want to fucking close it all. One thing I was wondering, I should have looked at the cast list. I should have looked at the cast list, but I'm sure one of the people who were talking, like the commander guy, I'm sure it was Patrick Stewart. Because if it wasn't, it sounded exactly like him.
No, it is. It's Patrick Stewart. It's towards the end, isn't it? I think one of the military leaders.
Yeah.
I think it's the first time Patrick Stewart ever did an animated film. There's loads of interesting people in this. Do you remember what's that? It's an old British TV show, and there's a guy that's like an old man con artist, Mr. Greengrass.
Oh yeah, Heartbeat.
Yeah, I think it might be Heartbeat.
Yeah,
Greengrass was in it at one point, because I was like, oh, that's Greengrass. I know there's more people than John Hurt from Watership Down. There was another voice that I was like, ah, it's a Watership Down voice.
I couldn't place... One thing I thought was funny is Todd the Fox, who clearly got ripped apart by dogs. him, I thought it was funny just how northern that fox was.
Oh, he was incredibly northern.
I was like, okay... I'm from Wales. This is not. I'm not used to this language. And also, I found it funny how often he would say, "They'll shoot your ass out."
Yeah,
I was like, "What? This is a kid's film, sort of." And
he's still acting. I'm sure he was in the modern version of All Creatures Great and Small that came out a couple of years ago.
No, right, I didn't know that. It's fucking brilliant. They'll shoot your ass out as quick as they look at you. Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, when I saw you running up here, I thought your ass was on fire.
Oh, he's great, isn't he? He's got to be one of the best parts. But I love it that the dogs don't think he's dead, because they're like, nothing would get the Todd. He's invincible. He'll escape anything. And
you're
thinking like, well, I'm pretty sure I just saw his legs get snapped off as the camera panned away. So... I don't think so.
It's because they think he's like really clever, don't they? And he was, but unfortunately, there was just way too many other dogs chasing him.
I mean, I think the interesting thing with him is that the big dog in particular is kind of always saying he's not trustworthy and he'll sell you out in a heartbeat and he cares about himself. And he essentially does die to save them.
Yeah.
He dies to give them a chance.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Really, he's like the biggest hero of the whole thing in a way, because he goes out like a badass trying to help his friends.
Yeah. And then he gets mauled quite badly.
Yeah.
But one thing I'll say about this film is it is very, very good. Like, I really enjoyed it. I don't know about my other half. I don't think she was as into it as I was. But I think it was really cool. Like I said, though, it's quite depressing in that everything just gets worse and worse and worse. There's no upsides to anything. And like 90% of the time when the Todd is about, the big guy, Ralph, is kind of like, yeah, I'm going to eat him because he's a dick. And it's like, nah, he's all right. He does come across as really like... sometimes a bit selfish, like when he
ate those eggs. Yeah.
Things like that. But
Snitter says, isn't it? It's in his nature. It's who he is, and you can't sort of fault him for being a fox.
Yeah. And the reason why Ralph is kind of comes round to him is because he literally... Todd saves his life, literally saves his life by pushing a human down a cliff.
Yeah.
And then you see his corpse later on where they've ate the fuck out of him.
Oh, it is, isn't it? That's one of the most graphic things, isn't it?
Yeah. He's just on, oh my God, there's a dead guy. And you could see he's been properly nommed.
Well, why not, eh? Waste not, want not.
Exactly. Because obviously he was hired to go and shoot dogs. But,
Thing. Maybe it doesn't sound so great, but I don't know, you might agree with me on this. Like, when he fell down the cliff, I kind of went, oh no, he died. Oh.
Yeah.
Then when the Todd died, I was probably like, oh no, no. Todd! Oh my God, no! You're thinking I care more about a fox's life than the person.
Yeah. Well, it's... You've kind of... When you've been watching the film, you've kind of grown to like the characters, whereas the human who's just... You see occasionally fucking following tracks and that, they're just like, meh, who cares? You know?
Yeah. You've got used to them like friends, haven't you? You've been in...
Yeah.
On their journey with them, and you're invested in their outcome, whereas him, you know, you're not really invested in what he's doing.
No. But it was funny how he, like, fell down the cliff and they ate him. But it's funny, though, because when it shows the first sheep killed, I said to the missus, like, that's pretty graphic, and this is a kid's film.
Yeah.
Just a sheep all open, blood and guts everywhere.
I mean, I don't know what age my daughter would have had to be for me to show her this. I mean, it's not a worry now, cause she's like 23 and in uni, but I can't imagine her pulling this out before her being 10 or, you know.
I get that.
I think there's horror films I'd put on before this. I'd put something like Critters on before this, but...
It's a film I haven't seen for a long time, Critters.
Oh, I love it.
I haven't seen it for a long time. To be fair, I remember enjoying it.
Oh, I love it. I love Critters 1's great, Critters 2's great. 3's not bad. 4's a bit downhill. And the fifth one that came out not too long ago was decent again, but not as good as 1 and 2.
Yeah, fair enough. I'll have to check them out again. It's been a long time. I haven't seen the fifth one, I know that.
It's called Critters Attack, I think, or Attacks or something like that.
Yeah. Keep my eye out. But Yeah, when it comes to this, I thought the animation was going to be the same as Watership Down, but it's not quite this. It's kind of like slightly different. Really good though.
Well, I know this film's entirely hand drawn. I'm not sure whether Watership Down had that rotoscoping in where they draw over real things and stuff.
Nah, I'm not sure. I know that they're both very good films though. And like I said, I do personally prefer Watership Down. I think it's just a better film, but it's kind of harrowing. Yeah. Really good though. I haven't really got anything bad to say about it, to be honest.
No, I don't think I have, other than don't watch it if you're feeling depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
At the right time in your life.
And also if you really,
it.
Really love your animals, probably best not to watch it.
Nah.
But yeah, it wasn't expecting. Like one of the dogs you see the dogs when you see them from certain angles, you can see that they've drawn cock and balls on them as well. And their arseholes. It's like, what the fuck? Why are they so graphic in their design? Because like one of the first things they do is they just go like piss up against a tree when they free. And I was like, I don't know why, I just wasn't expecting to see the dogs pissing up the trees.
No, I mean, it's weird, isn't it? I mean, you think, what does that really bring to the table? Why is that there, you know?
Yeah, it's just, I said to the missus, I wasn't expecting them to be pissing on the trees. She said, well, that's what dogs do. They piss on things. I was like, that's fair.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they walk around pissing on things, having a scratch, drink, you know. They basically draw on them as if they dogs, because they dogs, you know. But yeah, I don't think I've got that much more to add, really. I really enjoyed the film. If you've not watched it, even though we've spoiled the ending, watch it. It's really, really good.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely.
If you have watched the film, then you should let us know via Blue Sky and what you think of it. And if we're right, is it really good? How many children do you think this traumatized?
Oh, a lot, I think.
You wonder, like, oh, we watched Watership Down and that was terrible, but this film about dogs can't be as bad. They surely won't make it any more sad than Watership Down. Oh, they doubled down and made it 10 times worse.
Thing is, you never hear about this one, though, do you? People always go on about Watership Down, and Watership Down tends to be played on TV like every Easter.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how this... I mean, I heard it got pulled from cinemas when it was released for being depressive and stuff.
Oh, did
it? So maybe that's... It just never got a proper foothold.
Yeah. Well,
apparently a woman was at a cinema screening where the guy that directed it was, and she said, what horrible man would make something like this? And the cinema boss pointed to him, and the woman hit the guy with an umbrella.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's surprising. That is very surprising. But yeah, would you recommend this film to people?
Oh, definitely, yeah. To people, but not to kids.
Yeah.
This is the most biggest reason I can come up for saying, if you're going to show kids a film, even if it's got a low certificate, give it a fast forward through yourself first, just to, you know, make sure you're not going to traumatise them.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Or just stick it on and deal with the consequences. Don't do that. But yeah, it's surprising. Like, I don't know, this and Watership Down, I think, are both PG, and I had to think to myself, should they be PG?
Originally, it is parental Watership Down was a U.
That's even fucking crazier.
Yeah.
That's just mad.
I reckon if you showed both of these to the Board of Film Classification now, I think they'd both get marked up from what they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But PG does mean parental guidance, so it's like you decide if your child is, you know, in the right mind for this film.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not wrong. I wonder if they ever do a double showing in cinema. I'll watch them. Watch them down.
Depressive afternoon.
Yeah. I'll go get a happy meal afterwards and I'll make me happy. Happy little meal. But yeah, anyone who's listening, if you haven't seen it, really, you should. You should see this film. It is brilliant. Though a bit sad. Yeah. And if you, like I said, if you have seen it and you're giving this a listen, just like pop on onto Blue Sky and let us know if you agree with our thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. Always welcome to talk to people about it. Even if you're saying I'm completely wrong, I'll have a chat with you about it.
Exactly. That's what we do. But that is going to be us. We'll be back again in a few weeks. Maybe we'll be talking about Samurai Cop or that other thing I mentioned, which name I forgot. What was it called? Something
Geeks versus Server.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to have a look at that. That's going to be fun, hopefully. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. We will see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What did he do?
What did he do? Kill out in the open, right on the shepherd's trod, clarting the place up with blood? Do you think he's blind? You're for it, Henny. Your arse will be inside out by morning.